You know it. You recognize it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump Day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from getting back into an NFL no huddle. All the stories from week one, looking ahead to week two as well. Good Thursday night game coming up tomorrow night as well. Falcons don't play until Monday, so they've got that extra day to get ready. But Dave Archer joins us on Wednesdays at 11:40 to talk Falcons. Arch, how are you?
What up, Dave?
It's good to be with you. I wish I had a lot of answers for you. Hopefully this offense is smoking and not smoking the other stuff. It seemed like they were smoking some of the other stuff on Sunday.
Yeah, that's no doubt about it. We've been searching for answers as well. I know maybe now with a couple extra days to think about it, certainly been up there talking to him and all that. How do you assess what happened offensively on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I think there's a lot of things you contributed to, Andy. I think that certainly part of it is that they hadn't played together in a game. I don't think you can discount that. I know that there's a lot of naysayers. Certainly, they'll say that, you know, not playing together. Practice is one thing. Randy and I have both been through practices and games, and I can tell you that it's a different tempo. It's amped up differently. You go longer. You know, just the physical part of it, where you block a guy in thud tempo in practice, which is a term we use. And, Randy, you can talk about this. You come off, you engage, and then you lighten up because you don't want anybody to go to the ground. That's not happening in the game. You're blocking a guy maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 seconds. Who long? Who knows? Then you got to pick yourself up off the ground and go do it again. And you got to go do it 60 times. So that part of it certainly played into it. So I think there was some rustiness attached to it. Certainly from a game plan standpoint, they're going to have to adjust some things. They left themselves exposed a little bit to some edge pressure that they probably, looking back on it, probably would look, maybe do some things different. I think one of the key things they're going to need to do against Philly is they're going to need to move the quarterback's launch point. I think that having Kirk sit just straight in the pocket and not go anywhere and not threaten the edges with some bootleg stuff and things of that nature, run plays coming back that direction to neutralize maybe those guys closing off the backside against the run game and just being able to tee off and come after the quarterback, those will be things they'll adjust as well. So, I mean, I think the adjustment from week one to week two, probably, Randy, what do you think, is one of the bigger adjustments you make, especially if you don't play well in a game like you did in this last weekend on offense?
Definitely, you got to go back and see what didn't work, and a lot of that didn't work. And Dave, I was just curious, when you watching this game plan, looking at it, the way the Falcons ran their offense, the biggest surprise to you, I know it was a lot of people, was the fact that Kirk was in the pistol as much as he was and not under center. I know they were working on it, guy. I know they just put it in last week before the game day, but was it a surprise to you that they didn't get to the play action game where Kirk Cousins does so well?
Well, I the play action game, certainly, no question about it, Randy. He's top five all time, I think, when you look at the numbers as far as his rating and play action. So, and again, Zach has called plays in games before. Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, it's not his first rodeo, but it is his first rodeo to kind of be the guy and maybe call it throughout the game. And so I think there's a degree of him kind of getting up to speed as well. So I think there's a lot of – that's why in Andy's first question, I think there's a lot of things that you're kind of adjusting to, and I think they'll be better this week as far as the versatility of the offense, making sure that the run game is present. Obviously, self-scout comes into play now because you've got a game under your belt, and Philly's certainly going to look at that tape and say, wait a minute, in this formation, they're not doing anything other than throw the football, so we're going to come get them. And you got to counteract that by doing something different.
Dave, you said it earlier about giving different launch angles. Do you think Kurt is well enough to be able to do that? Because I'm going to put it on Russ this one time, Dave, that they will see on Monday. But do you think it's a possibility that he's able to move, to be able to do the things that he needs to do to be able to move the launch point?
Man, Randy, you know, you and I both know, you're handicapping your team severely if you're putting a guy in there that's 65-70%. I just don't think they would do that. Mm-hmm. One, it puts Kirk in a situation where if he can't bootleg out of there, he's going to re-injure or hurt himself, much like he did. If you go back and look at his injury in 23, it was just him moving in the pocket. It was a matter of him sliding up in the pocket. He put his foot in the ground, much like Aaron Rodgers was doing last year. Mm-hmm. Just that pressure on the – so whether you're moving the pocket, and we saw him move in the pocket, the touchdown drive – that they put together in the second half where he gets out of the pocket and hits Fitz in the touchdown. He moved 3 times in that drive in the pocket very impressively to buy himself time to make throws, including skating out of the pocket to find Fitz in that left corner of the end zone. So I think he's more than capable of doing that stuff. I just think that they didn't get to it, and that's part of them correcting some of the mistakes they made, maybe by play calling.
Right.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking Falcons. Getting ready for the Monday night game against the Eagles, and we'll get there in just a minute. Obviously reacting to week one against the Steelers as well. Kirk wasn't the only guy playing his first game back from an injury. Grady Jarrett was too, and certainly a different story there. I thought Grady looked awesome. What did you make of the way that he played, Dave?
Yeah, he's relentless. It really carries to what he did in the offseason, and he did so much. And anybody that watched that piece that the Atlanta Falcons put out, AtlantaFalcons.com put out about his 10 years and what it's meant to him, he's a guy that's self-motivated. He's a guy that's really grown up before our eyes, this young guy out of Clemson that kind of got overlooked and drafted late in the draft. His house burns down on draft night, all those kind of things that happened to him. And then him building to what he did in the Super Bowl with three sacks to what he's become as far as face of the franchise. And he owns that. That's something that he wants to be. He's grew up in Conyers, went to Rockdale County High School. He's Atlanta's own guy, and he understands that, and he embraces that. And I think with that comes his demeanor that I have to play every play like it's my last play. And he probably got some of the taste of that, Randy. Probably when you hurt your knee, you get hurt late in your career like that, you may think that there's a chance that might be it for me. So I've got to really grind to get back. And I thought his offseason has been phenomenal, and it translated in the game. I mean, he was relentless when he was on the field. I thought Jimmy Lake and the defensive staff did a really good job of rotating the guys up front to keep them fresh. Because let's face it, when you get in a first game of the year, especially if you haven't played much in preseason, your game lungs are a lot different, Randy. You can talk about this. I mean, your lungs get sapped, your adrenaline gets flowing, and you get sapped pretty quickly when you start playing game speed. And I thought they did a good job of rotating. But Grady was spectacular while he was playing.
What about the skill position player days? Because, I mean, obviously everything goes together. So was it the more of the protection that was affecting the way the plays were developing as far as in the pass game, or were these guys getting the separation that they needed?
No, I thought that it's a great point, Randy. I thought that there was a lack of separation. I thought there was a lack of attention to detail in some of the routes. I think that's something they'll brush up again as you look at game speed, and then you adjust from week one to week two. That's certainly something that they'll talk about. Ike Hilliard, the wide receiver coach out there, I'm sure is on those guys about, hey, we've got to create separation. That means we got to be crisp and sharp in our routes. That means if you run a slant route, you can't roll into the route. You know as well as I do, Randy, I got to be that thing off at the top. I got to come off the ball like I'm going vertical and then snap it. I've got to be sudden in all my movements to create those quick opportunities for Kirk, because I thought there was a number of times you guys watched it where he looked for his first target and he didn't like it. He had to get off it because it was too tight, and so he swiveled back someplace else. Ultimately, that maybe forced some of the errant throws and or some of the couple sacks that they got this weekend. So that's a big deal, and that's just one of those details, right? The penalties. You got to eliminate these penalties. I mean, you get the negative play on the opening drive where McGarry loses technique a little bit. T.J. Watt knifes inside, makes the play on Bijan Robinson, puts you behind the chains, have to settle for three. And then in the second half, the penalties just thwarted every drive. I mean, guys, they had nine first downs or nine third down situations in the game. Six of the nine were 10-plus yards.
Oof.
You're not going to make a living in the National Football League on third and 10-plus.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. And a lot of that happened because they had a play brought back. Remember, Pitts catches a ball underneath, runs for 20 yards, called back, hands to the face. You got a good run by Bijan Robinson in the second half, called back because we got a holding call. Mm-hmm. They've got to eliminate those penalties. We talked about that in the preseason when I had a chance to visit with you guys. It was one of my keys to the game. Randy, was you got to eliminate the dumb penalties that are killing drives. That's something they're going to definitely have to get done on Monday night.
Yeah, an interesting place to go Monday night, obviously. Tough place to play, first and foremost. Philly coming off of a nice win in Brazil to start the season. Their year ended weird last year where they just flat out fell on their faces. 2 years ago, they're in the Super Bowl. A lot of the same guys. So just kind of a weird, lot of storylines going on with the Eagles. Of course, the Falcons have their own concerns. But what do you make of Philly after one game and going up there to play them on Monday?
Well, they certainly – this is – we just faced a nondescript wide receiver corps. Take George Pickens and slide him over by himself. I mean, who else – you got Freiermuth, a nice tight end, but who else can you name on that wide receiver corps you just faced? Now you're getting ready to face Johan Dotson, A.J. Brown, and and help me out here.
Devontae Smith.
Yep. Okay, so you got three guys that could be number ones probably. You got a good tight end. And, oh, by the way, Saquon Barkley looks like he was rejuvenated with three touchdowns, two rushing, one receiving. So you got a much better offense that the defense is going to face. So that puts the onus on the Falcon offense. You got to operate. You can't go flop around because this defense can't be exposed to 35 minutes of football against this Eagle offense. But one stat that's interesting, guys, and I'll leave you this. I know you got to get to a break, but Jalen Hurts. I love Jalen. I think he's a great player. I think he's an outstanding talent for them at quarterback. His first 45 games, 19 interceptions. His last 18 games, he's thrown 17 interceptions, 15 a year ago, and he threw two on Friday night down in Brazil. Something's going on there a little bit with him turning the football over. This is an Eagle team that was minus 11 in the giveaway takeaway last year. Pittsburgh, plus 11. That might be the area, and always we talk about turnovers. But that could be the area that maybe there'd be a little bit of Achilles heel for Philly when we go in Monday night.
Yeah, let's hope so. We'd love to see that for sure. Arch, we appreciate it.
Dave.
Thank you.
Have a good call, brother.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care. See you.
Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons radio analyst, former Falcons quarterback as well.